All right, so everybody's good playing with this? Yeah? All right, so big breath. And now, as you exhale, physically relax, and you're tuning into the energy of true and full and total love. You're going to feel that frequency in your body. Okay, and the frequency, the vibration you're feeling, that's like all your trillions of cells doing their work. Now, that's the life force flowing through you. That's always there. Usually we're just kind of busy and don't notice. Okay? So you want to feel it and be familiar with it. And now I'm going to take you, not so pleasant, but it's okay because we can tap after. Feel it. And now I want you to think of something bad, scary, black, annoying, frustrating, something that worries you or stresses you or something unresolved, and feel what happens to the energy.
Can you do it if you have more than one, or you just pick one?
Well, you might not even need to pick if you're that familiar with it. So I'm asking you to go from this feeling of openness and a frequency that feels comfortable and just think of feeling bad and see what happens. Because for some of us, it's just one big lump sum, right? Or it may be one unresolved something. Just think of playing small in your mind and in your emotional body. Do you feel the difference? Okay, now stay with me. Now come back and load up in neutral again. Okay, now this time I'm going to ask you to play bigger. What we're going to do is like a pendulum swinging. Okay? So now I want you to feel really bad. Like get some hurt feelings going. Get some victim consciousness going. Get some scarcity happening. You know what that feels like. And really tune in what goes on in your body when you do that. Or when you perceive it's happening to you. All right, you ready? Now we're going to swing the other way. Now come all the way back to neutral, but keep going. Feel my love and appreciation for you. Feel how Thursdays I come and I'm so ready to share and play. My heart's generosity, your heart's generosity, all the people that have come and made this possible. The exchange, and how it ripples out from each one of us into our lives and into many other lives. Feel the bigness of that. And now feel your frequency. Okay, you ready? Now we're going to swing the other way again. Okay, back to the yuck. Shut down the good thoughts. Go back to the victim. Go back to the stressor, the triggers, the lack, the frustration. All the way back. And see where you feel it. Don't judge it. Don't be afraid of it. Unless you're impressed by it, you can judge it in a powerful way. How good are you at feeling that? Rock it. Okay, now we're going to swing the other way again, a little further. Really swing over. Flood your body with memories of when you felt good, when kindness happened through you, by you, for you, to you, it doesn't matter. When you've been inspired by yourself or someone else. Something magical and unexpected happened. Really swing into there. Imagine every cell in your body happy, thriving, relaxed, relieved, powerful, at peace. Become even a little more aware. Full body. Are you feeling it all over? Imagine all those cells resonating with life, the potential, the possibility. Okay, ready to swing back? Now go in the other direction. How bad can you feel? What's your worst emotional habit? What's your worst feeling habit? Can you tune into it and see how bad it feels? Is it guilt? Is it victim? Is it stuckness? Is it resentment? Is it fear? Swing all the way. Okay, now swing back to neutral with me. Okay, take a big breath. Kind of stretch a little bit, get back centered. Okay, anybody comments, questions? Could you feel it?
Yeah.
Okay, you were manipulating it, yes?
I just kind of resisted going back to the victim stuff because I kept saying, well, fuck, if I get stuck in that shit, tell me it's not going home with me. I'm going to stay right over here and look at it.
Well, the point is, if you practice this where you're in charge and you're not in a trigger, then when you are triggered and when you do have hurt feelings or something weird is going on or not happening for you, you can say, whoa, 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 it's just frequency. It's not personal. I don't need to go dredge up my childhood story. I don't need to dredge up fear of the future. I can just play with my frequency inside and get back to where I want to be. Does that make sense to you?
What about, okay, so I've had heartburn for the past few days, like really bad heartburn.
Mm-hmm.
And I could tell when I got in the frequency of love, it would actually dissipate. And when I was thinking of whatever the fear-based feelings were, I could feel it come back on really strong. So why, it's not like I've been having, I don't feel like I've been having a victim story going on. In fact, I've barely even talked about it at all, so I want to go away.
I know, and I noticed you tapped when you said it. Good job. Okay, so let's talk about that for a minute, because that's what this is about. For those of you who don't know, I started Remarketing Thursdays for Thriving. Thrive Consciousness, because it's time. And, the people are going to show up when I'm here. That's what we're looking for, is the next level, okay? So what that's about is we have, as humans, a tendency to believe if you don't feel good, you're doing something wrong or something bad happened to you or you're not getting something right. Is that fair to say? It's not true. It's just not true. You're on a planet where there are massive amounts of energies all the time. Energies you can't perceive, but they exist all the time. And you are influenced by them. You're here to be influenced by them. You also have genetic memory. You have frequencies playing from your DNA, from your muscle memory, from mass consciousness, from your cultural energies, from your gender energies, from expectation, from planetary energies, from the stars, the planets in space, our Earth planet. You have energies from cell phones, from microwaves, from radios, from TVs. There's just like all kinds of stuff going on all the time. All the time. So what if today, just pretend with me, okay? Take a breath. Felt that resistance for a minute. What if we just pretend, okay, it'll just be easier tapping. You ready?